Some are odd and some deranged, stories that are very strange. Weird news.
Well, let's take a look at the weird news of the day here on the morning show with me, Steve Stevens. If you just got a text from a recruiter offering $500 a day for a job you're not qualified for, congratulations! And I hope you didn't respond. A new poll found Americans are the number one target for scammers. The average person in the U.S. deals with 25 iffy messages a week, or about 3 to 4 per day. That includes 9 calls a week, another 9 emails, and 7 scammy text messages. If you add it up, it's more than 1,000 bogus messages per year. They polled people in different countries, and on average, Americans get targeted twice as much as everyone else. Brits are close second at 21 times per week. Americans also have the most emails sitting in their spam folder right now, an average of 350 of them. Let's not even talk about how many unread emails old Steve Stevens has. Oh my goodness. Business account, personal account. I'm behind. Need to do a major clean out there. Anyone can fall for a scam if they're not careful, and 23% of people polled said they already have. Nearly a third of Americans admit they'll sometimes answer a phone call, even when their phone tells them potential scam. So be careful out there, I guess, is my advice for you today on the Katie Katie Weird News. Be careful. Scam call likely. Yeah. Hit the old, you know that button. I won't say the words. That is your Katie Katie Weird. Is my phone ringing?